This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. expresspros.com.
We're back with more of Sabres Live. Presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
We've grown by one here in the back half hour of Sabres Live. Darren Dreger has joined the mix, and he has coaching news from across the NHL. Hi, Dregs.
Hey, how are you guys doing? Yeah, news out of Anaheim, and that is that Joel Quenneville has been hired as head coach of the Anaheim Ducks. I expect if the Ducks haven't done so already, they will officially announce it in short order here. And I believe there'll be a full-on media availability later this afternoon. And now, as soon as I reported on it via X earlier this morning, appreciably, you get the backlash and you get the reconnect with the Kyle Beach allegations, the saga. The fact that Stan Bowman, you know, had to sit on the sidelines for an extended period. But now, of course, you know, he's the general manager of the Edmonton Oilers. And yet Joel Quenneville, you know, had to wait even that much longer to resurface as head coach. That doesn't matter to a part of society. You know, what I'm reading is that, you know, there's unrest as to why these men were allowed back in the first place. And so just to bring into the here and now, my understanding is that Anaheim invested a great deal of time and effort in the last couple of weeks, maybe 2-3 weeks, when they first fired Cronin. Joel Quenneville was the first candidate that they interviewed for the job of head coach. And when Pat Verbeek and company said, okay, well, look, we're interested in the experience of this guy, but we've got to do our due diligence. They went through what was described to me as an exhaustive vetting process. That, of course, dates back to Kyle Beach and everything that went in and around that. They interviewed people. I don't know if grilled is the right way to describe it, but they most definitely pushed Quenneville on, well, what did you know? What didn't you know that you learned after the fact? And just as importantly is maybe most importantly, why didn't you follow up when the allegation surfaced? You know, as head coach of the then Chicago Blackhawks, why didn't you circle back to be part of finding out the truth and then dealing with it? And so whatever the takeaway was that of that was, you know, Anaheim feels that there's been enough reform work done by Joel Quenneville that he's the right man for this job. And so I'm really interested in seeing what this media availability is going to look like later today, how open and transparent and acknowledging Joel Quenneville is going to be of the mistakes that he made way back then with the Chicago Blackhawks. But as long as that process has been satisfied, then I think at least the hockey world should be able to move on and allow a very decorated coach to perhaps learn from his mistakes and, if necessary, employ the lessons learned from those mistakes in being a part of the Anaheim Ducks' future and developing some of these younger players.
Yeah, that's still an unknown, right? Obviously, you never know. But do you think that being that it's Anaheim and it's not as big of a market and not big as a media kind of, you know, center, it feels like, okay, that will be allowed or acceptable. But like, I don't know that Joel Quenneville would have done Toronto or New York or Philadelphia or like Montreal or like the big market, because I think that like Mike Babcock went to Columbus. And yeah. Unfortunately for Mike Babcock, he did what he used to do, and then he was shown the door before he even started. Do you think Anaheim maybe is a place where it opened the door just because it wasn't one of those big media markets?
Maybe. I mean, that sounds a little disrespectful to the market of Anaheim. Like it's wow. Not an outpost. I mean, it's one of 32 teams in the National Hockey League. I would say by volume of media, perhaps, right? Mm-hmm. You know, are you getting the news seekers that, you know, are going to constantly cover the Anaheim Ducks now that otherwise wouldn't, because Joel Quenneville is the head coach and, you know, you want to catch him, you want to, you know, hit him with this question that otherwise you wouldn't have any. I don't know. But I mean, Joel has had some expressions of interest in the past. And I look at a team like, you know, Seattle and the obvious history with Ronnie Francis, who's, you know, now the president of hockey ops with the Seattle Kraken, and Jason Botterill is the general manager. But I would think that Seattle would have had interest in Quenneville as well. But I understand what you're saying, Marty. I mean, you know, if the New York Rangers or a major center was in the market for a head coach and a guy like Mike Sullivan wasn't available and they did have some interest in Quenneville, and I'm not so sure they didn't because of the history with Chris Drury and Quenneville that dates back to the Colorado days, could it have been more complicated and louder because of just the mass of media? Yeah, to that degree, I think that there's some fairness in that.
Real quick, if you know, I mean, you don't have to be real quick because we're going to get to Sabres, but anything else new on the other coaching and GM vacancies in the NHL?
It's a tough one, man, because, you know, there are so many spots. You know, we're all still waiting to find out what Rick Tocchet's direction is. What does he want to do? You know, does he want to take time away? I'm sure, in fact, I know TNT would slot him in almost immediately if he was willing to do that. So does he want to put the pieces of his life back in place and take some time away from the game? I mean, we're going to find out, obviously. You know, Philadelphia most definitely would have interest. Of course, I look at the Pittsburgh Penguins. Someone identified the possibility of the Los Angeles Kings, right? Now, Jim Hiller is still the coach of the LA Kings, but Rob Blake and the Kings have mutually parted ways. So does a new general manager, speculation around Mark Bergevin, speculation around Kenny Holland perhaps being a fit in LA. I mean, on and on and on it goes. So that kind of stuff continues to percolate. What's interesting to me, though, is because of the number of vacancies here, you're getting a real cross-section of possibilities. You know, I've heard the Mitch Love speculation is out there en masse. Yeah. Pascal Vincent, who is with Laval in the American Hockey League, I mean, that's a guy that deserves a coaching post. You've got guys who are coaching the playoffs right now. Lane Lambert on the bench of the Toronto Maple Leafs is a name. Kirk Muller with the Washington Capitals. Glenn Gullitson with the Edmonton Oilers. And on and on it goes. Manny Malhotra, who's in Vancouver's system, has done a good job in Abbotsford. Could he get the Canucks head coaching job? And the answer is yes. So a lot of that stuff kind of drifting across the league right now.
Rick Tocchet will be on TNT Friday and Saturday as a guest appearance. So that is happening. And Pat Maroon will be on Monday next week. So, you know, they're rotating some people in as the playoffs go. Okay, Sabres, you mentioned all these vacancies everywhere and there's GM vacancies. So there's different candidates that maybe are looking for GM jobs. Mark Bergevin, you mentioned Kenny Holland, whatever. Here in Buffalo, Eric Staal gets hired as special, you know, assistant to the GM or special advisor to the GM. But the speculation is that They're looking for somebody else, but somebody to kind of come in underneath Kevin Adams. I don't know if that is true or not. I don't really see how that would work, bring in somebody of experience and say, hey, you know what? You've been trying to get a GM job somewhere, but we have a under the GM kind of job as an advisor available. I don't see how that works. What do you make of all of the speculations and what's really happening here in Buffalo's front office?
Well, I mean, as of...
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Yesterday, the message that I got was that it was status quo. And as we talked about last week, yeah, I mean, of course, Kevin Adams and Terry Pegula and the brass of the Buffalo Sabres have had extensive conversations of late. And I'm sure that a lot of different scenarios were discussed. One of them, I think, was the possibility of maybe Kevin Adams taking on a different role. Again, maybe that president's role. But then what do you do? Who are you bringing in? Are you promoting somebody internally? What does that look like? All of those sorts of things. I know that Pegula and Adams are aligned. So I do think that there's value in adding a different voice like Eric Staal. Automatically, I'm wondering, okay, well, you know, because those long distance relationships kind of work, but don't, if that makes any sense. Like, yeah, you know, I don't know. Like, is Eric going to uproot his family? Is he moving to Buffalo? I don't believe that to be the case, right? He's probably going to work from afar.
And if he'll be here in Buffalo next week, he said for the first time. But I think from what I was listening, it's that he, probably what you're saying, but also
without him saying it, I'm confident in saying he is staying put in the state of hockey, Minnesota.
Yeah. Yes. Right. Yeah.
But and at the same point, if he's the special assistant to the general manager, he has a relationship with Kevin Adams. He's not the special assistant to maybe the president. Like, Kevin Adams is remaining the general manager. That doesn't seem like it's going to change.
Agreed.
So, like, somebody coming in with experience would have to be in a lesser role than maybe what they're expected to be.
I get that. And I guess, you know, we've all heard the speculation. We've read it, you know, all that from Kenny Holland to go down the list. It feels like, you know, Pegula was adamant in going in that direction, or Kevin Adams felt like that was in the best interest of the club to go in that direction, they probably would have done that by now. Mm-hmm. No?
Yeah.
I mean, it feels like they would have done that by now. So maybe you build out hockey operations in a different way, and maybe the start is Eric Staal, and they add some other pieces. It's never a bad thing to have more voices in a process, but you've got to have somebody who can make the call, and that's going to be Kevin Adams until otherwise declared. And I don't sense that change is coming anytime soon.
Well, we have seen over the course of time many player agents switch sides and become effective, in some cases, incredible leaders of organizations, latest being the Florida Panthers, Bill Zito.
Yeah.
And this name has been out there across the league a number of times, and I read it recently, not specifically in connection with LA, but it would make more sense. Like, what is Pat Brisson's future? Is he going to remain super agent, or do you see him guiding a team someday?
Are you bugging my phone? Are you reading my text messages?
Like, been on my mind. You know how many times I have had, you know, post-show guilt for not asking this question? I feel like it's been on my tongue for months and months and months.
So. Yeah. Well, so automatically I'm thinking, okay, sure. It'd be nice and close to home for Pat. He resides near LA. So it does make a lot of sense. He is like a brother with Luke Robitaille.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, they've just been connected at the hip since way back when, playing together way back when. Has a real good relationship with ownership. I mean, Pat would tick a ton of boxes. And you're right. You look at the success story of Billy Zito with the Florida Panthers. I like the two-headed monster of Jeff Gorton and Ken Hughes in Montreal. Mm-hmm. Ken Hughes brought a different dynamic, the same thing that Pat would bring to any organization. So I'm not dismissing it outright other than and, you know, Pat's got more money than God. So I was going to say, is he willing to take a haircut to be the general manager of the Los Angeles Kings? It would make a lot more sense to me if you didn't have Marc Bergevin already within the organization, who's also a very dear friend to Pat Brisson. So Pat is like a confidant anyway, without getting paid by the Kings organization. So I'm not saying no, Duffer. I think it's valid speculation. It's a worthwhile public conversation. I wouldn't be surprised if there's actually an official conversation with Pat. But again, I look at Berge. I look at Kenny Holland, who some think is now more interested in LA, if it's possible, than he might be any other opportunity. So those are some pretty lofty names that Luke Robitaille and ownership of the LA Kings are going to have to consider.
Who would have been the original agent turned GM? Because for me, it would have been Pierre Lacroix, like the first one that I remember. But who do you guys remember, like, before that? Was there anybody?
Not before, not for me. I mean,
so
that
Pierre
was
Lacroix, like, taking over Quebec and then Colorado.
Yeah, I think that's it.
I mean, homework, Marty.
Yeah.
And dazzle Dregs when he comes back next week. Darren, you've never looked better on this show. We'll see you again next week.
You guys have a great weekend.
Sabres Live continues after this.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, we got to run a business and, like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because, like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.